Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Gill. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Davis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Davis. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Scarsella. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Babe Hermann. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gilly Campbell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck strikes out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella hits a pop-up towards third. Heck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scarcella scoops it up and throws to first, with Derringer covering, for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarcella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 1 in the game. Camporis hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a pop-up towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Derringer strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Riggs hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery bunts towards the mound. Derringer fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Day moves to second. One out. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Gill reaches second base with a double. O'Day scores. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Georges hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scarsella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goodman moves to second. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hack. Goodman scores. Scarcella moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Gilly Campbell. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Scarcella moves to third. Herman moves to second. Calvin Chapman pinch hits for Billy Myers. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta juggles the ball. That's an error on Cavaretta. Scarcella scores. Herman moves to third. Lombardi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Reds. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 2 in the game. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to home to get Herman. Lombardi moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Derringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lombardi scores. Chapman scores. Camporis moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Reds. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Riggs hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi now catching. Tommy Thevenow now playing shortstop. Gene Lillard pinch hits for Kurt Davis. Gene Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hack scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Herman scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to third. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman strikes out. One out. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Scarcella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Babe Herman. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. O'Day settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on O'Day. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing left field. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gill strikes out. 1 out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scarcella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerges for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.